Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning our component yields in our dairy herds during 2024 in the last 10 years, as well as some concerns as we move into summer as we analyze this data. Recently, the Milk Market Administrator for here in the Central Order published some interesting component values, and they show that butterfat test has continued to rise, especially over the last 5 to 6 years, and our 10-year average now stands at 3.92% butterfat in the raw milk that we're shipping off of our farms here in the Central Order. As we look at protein tests, those have steadily risen over the last 10 years. Our 10-year average stands at 3.21%, and we continue to see decreases in somatic cell counts across milk shipped in the Central Order. As you think about your summertime milk check, it's really important that you do what you can to minimize the effect of heat stress and its effects on milk production as well as butterfat production within your herd, making sure that those systems are up and running and that we are providing adequate airflow over both the feed line as well as the beds where the cows rest, as well as soaker systems that provide wetting and drying cycles to try to help the cows exchange more heat with the environment in the freestall area are very, very important. And don't forget about the holding pen of your milking parlor. This is a primary place where we see heat stress build in our dairy animals. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.